flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
ESP on the phone from here.
R-W-I-P! It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Royers Ford. Jack, you want to get them riled up or what?
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles! Well, I had to speed it up. Everyone told me that my DP was being held too long, so now I'm all thrown off.
It was a little fast that time. I'm just going to be,
all right.
Again, not the first time you've heard it, but a little fast.
Listen, I'm two for two that way, Spike.
This, you are. That is short but powerful. So, we have a great crowd here at McGurk's. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Got some great T-shirts to give away. Whoa.
Oh.
This thing's going crazy here. There we go. T-shirts to give away, as you heard the song. Elliot Shore Parks joining us. Elliot's call brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap. Elliot, how are we feeling, buddy?
Man, I know the place was going wild when that song came on. Like, when McGurk booked it, it had to be like, we need the ESP song playing. So I'm jealous. I want to hear to see it.
Yeah, 5:30 should be, speaking of songs, 5:30 should be wild.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just can't wait for Radio Row next week when you guys are singing it with no music playing in the background for everybody to hear.
Well, I told
we're going to get kicked out.
Yeah. I told the guys, Elliot, the first day, everybody's just going to look and be like, what was that? It's the second day when they're going to realize it's happening every day.
And by day three, the table next to you will be like, can you please not increase time?
Yep. Please stop.
Yeah.
And I'm not stopping.
They're recording every time, so I can't wait to see it.
Great. So, Elliot, I think the thing that we want to know the most off the top is, from an injury standpoint, where do all the big ones stand?
Yeah.
Goddard, Juergens, Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen, all those stuff. So give us what you know.
Yeah, so I think they're all going to play. The injury report should come out soon. I'd be pretty surprised if any of them even have an injury designation. It's just not normally how the Eagles do things when it comes to players that are truly questionable. So I expect Juergens to play. He didn't talk to reporters today, but the feeling I've got from talking to players in the locker room this week is that he is going to play. It certainly looked like he had a hard practice out there. It didn't look like he was just hanging out watching on the sidelines. So I think Juergens is going to play, and that's a huge boost, obviously, because they would have lost Juergens for this one. That would have been tough for the offensive line to I think they probably still could have won, but that would have been a really tough loss. So Juergens will be in there. And then as for the other one, Dallas Goedert said he's going to play. Quinyon Mitchell said he's going to play. And Jalen said he's going to play. And he also said today that he expects to wear a brace on Sunday. So everyone's playing, but not 100%.
You know, the Juergens thing is interesting because it really wasn't – it was Juergens who got beat on that safety, and I wonder if that back thing was happening during that game as well, if it affected him in that game too.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so, because you're right. On that safety, it was uncharacteristic play for Juergens, and I believe it was Dickerson, to allow. Like, that it was a good play by the Rams defensive lineman, but you just don't often see a defensive lineman split Juergens and Dickerson. So, certainly possible. I mean, while I think he is going to play on Sunday, when it comes to a back injury, like, that's probably the worst possible injury you could have as an offensive lineman, because of the nature of the position. So, I mean, you would hope that he feels close to 100%. Hopefully, he's able to finish the game.
The other thing I'd say about Jalen and the brace is, to me, that isn't a... That's not an alarm sign to me. You know, if anything, a brace is going to, I would hope, make him feel a little bit more confident. Ike had mentioned earlier in the week that if that is an MCL sprain, you can feel like a lack of stability. And yeah. I think sometimes a brace can make you feel a little bit better if that is the case. So I don't know that necessarily means like, oh no, he's wearing a brace. To me, it's a better safe than sorry measure. And coming from, you know, from an Embiid standpoint who doesn't like wearing the brace, as being willing to wear the brace, I think is a smart move from Jalen.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of players now just wear them almost preemptively, or they'll suffer an injury, a leg injury, and then they just wear braces the rest of their career. So I agree with you. I don't think the fact he's wearing a brace is a red flag for his health. Obviously, he needs it because of the injury. But, you know, I think Jalen's going to be pretty much himself this week. Seeing him out at practice, listening to him this week, talking to players about how he looked at practice, I don't get a feeling that there's much worry about where he's at. He's definitely not 100% dealing with that knee injury, but I don't think there'll be limitations on him. I don't think he'll be afraid to run him. It wouldn't surprise me, actually, if early on in the game you saw him run it a few times just to let Washington know, like, yeah, he's going to, you know, he's able to do this. So I have way fewer worries about Jalen on Friday than I did on Monday.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to see him to not be that concerned about him. You know, it's one thing to be hopeful. It's another thing as to whether or not, and even if you run a play, is he accelerating? Is he getting away from anybody? Like, are you just running a play with him just to show you can run? I mean, you actually are putting him in harm's way of being hit by running him. So if he doesn't have his speed and his elusiveness, it'll be interesting to see. Because that's the one thing the MCL sprain affects. It's your lateral movement. So can you make guys move? Can you make guys miss? And can you stop and start and have the same acceleration to get away from guys? I think in short burst he'll be fine. But I just don't know how effective he would be if he were like in the open field running.
Yeah, or even when you talk about that lateral movement, I mean that's navigating the pocket. So like that's why the Juergens injury is. It's big that I think he's going to play because Jonathan Allen for Washington has been awesome at the playoffs so far. He has 8 hurries in 2 games. You don't often see a defensive lineman miss a chunk of the season and then come back and play at such a high level, but he is playing really good. So that's going to be a tough match for them. It's better for them that Dickerson should be at his normal spot. So that's where Jonathan Allen lines up for. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think the Washington defensive line is anywhere as good as the Rams defensive line. The Rams defensive line has way more talent on it. But talk about lateral movement, moving in the pocket, a lot of big bodies around him. Yeah, there is that.
I got to watch that boy Frankie Louvu, man. He be out there hunting.
Yeah.
Linebacker, safety for Washington. He's the one who hit Jalen twice.
Coordinator. Yeah, Washington defensive coordinator certainly isn't hiding the fact that that they want to hit Jalen when he's in the open field.
Elliot, I don't know if you read the article about Vic Fangio from Eagles Insider of the Year, number one power ranking so far, Tim McManus.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
But I was wondering if after reading that and sort of reading how the more intense, longer practices seem to have changed the entire culture of the whole team, I'm wondering if you're ready to officially concede that argument to Ike.
No, I'm not. I was asked. I'm happy to admit when I was wrong, but I'm not wrong about this one. I was at those practices for training camp. They looked the same to me. Maybe a little bit harder, maybe 10, 15. Like
The players all said they were harder.
Yeah, not to my eyes they weren't. But like, I'm sure
you are sick.
I'm sure they worked harder for sure. Jalen Carter's in great shape, and they deserve credit for that. But my argument was always you have to prioritize health in training camp. And they're a relatively healthy team now. And so I think it worked out well. I'm not concerned with that.
Everybody prioritizes health. You were willing to not practice hard and practice longer preserve bodies. And that's nonsense.
That's basically what they did.
They showed you that they could practice that way and still preserve themselves.
Yeah, I just don't think the practices were much different. Like, yes, they were maybe 10
right.
I'm just letting
they
you
were
know.
Longer. They were longer, and every player told you it was the most physical training camp they've been in since they've been here.
Yeah, it was more physical. I agree, but they still prioritized health. They didn't get reckless out there.
It was never a question of would they prioritize health. It's being overly cautious with prioritizing health versus the hard work that you need to put out there on the field so you can build mental toughness as well as physical toughness. And the team is clearly exhibiting that. And the players will tell you because of the training camp they've had and the way they practice all year, putting on pads once a week, it's made them better. Elliot, it's okay. It's okay. It's good old-fashioned football. It's why we are in the NFC Championship game. You can't deny that.
They were in the Super Bowl in 2022, and they were a mentally tough team then, but with the same type of...
That team was soft. That team was soft.
Yeah, that team set almost set a record for sacks.
No one was proud of that defense.
Number one defense, but
no one was proud of it.
Okay, yeah, they were soft, right. But, no, I mean, look, obviously Fangio had them working harder. I agree with that. That's
the whole team. He changed the culture.
I don't know about
it. I don't know if it did.
Oh, my God.
You want me to lie just to agree
with you? Just say I'm wrong.
No, you're lying by trying to ignore it or deny it. What are you talking about?
I'm saying they worked harder. I agree. But I never was on the air saying they shouldn't work hard. They worked hard in 2022. They worked hard in 2023.
You defended the 58-minute practice.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Because that 58-minute practice, if I'm not mistaken, was the year that they went to the Super Bowl.
No, so it wasn't. It was last year.
It was last year when they were doing less than an hour of practices.
Elliot.
Right, they were soft last year.
Elliot,
last year was not a good year. I agree. But 2022, they practiced the same, and they went to the Super Bowl. So I don't think it was a big deal.
Are you rooting against the Eagles this weekend to prove that you're right on this?
Elliot, last thing before we get your prediction on the game. You had tweeted that Jalen Hurts should be in the MVP finalists instead of Joe Burrow.
Oh, that's too.
So my question is, you would agree that Saquon Barkley is a top MVP candidate, right?
I would, yeah.
Okay, so how could Jalen Hurts also be a top MVP candidate? If Saquon Barkley is potentially the most valuable player in the league, how could Jalen Hurts be one of the five most valuable players in all of the
And they were seventh in scoring. They weren't a historic offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. They're both really valuable. Jalen plays the quarterback position.
It's not really valuable.
He is very valuable. In fact, when he didn't play...
Well, then Derrick Henry should be in there, too.
Fine, we can talk about that. I'm just saying Joe Burrow shouldn't be in there. Joe Burrow's team didn't make the playoffs. Is Joe Burrow better than Jalen? Yes. Did he have a better year than Jalen? Yes. But he is not more valuable than Jalen for a team that didn't even make the playoffs. Like,
I don't think you understand what value means. I don't think you understand what value means.
How valuable was Joe Burrow really if this team didn't even make the playoffs?
Because
they would have won like three games without him.
Because you, Elliot, think, and I believe this, that if Tanner McKee was the starting quarterback of this team, they would have won 10 or 11 games. But you also would believe if Joe Burrow wasn't the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, they would have won three games.
Yeah, you can throw out all these hypotheticals you want.
That's what value means!
Elliot, they're the worst defense in the league!
I'm talking about what actually happened. When you're ready to talk about what actually happened this year, then
you don't even know what actually happened.
Okay, here's why Jack's mad about this. Because in baseball, they give it out to losing players every year. Jack's boy Bryce got a loser.
Because people understand the point of value.
But Joe Burrow's not a losing player. He's not a losing player.
The award is not the best player. It's the most valuable player. And I'm not going to concede that a player on a non-playoff team holds a ton of value.
What's your prediction for Sunday's game? I can't wait till Elliot Week this summer.
Yeah, we're getting ready for Elliot Week. Elliot, don't ask about it, but you're going to be a part of it.
Yeah, okay. What's your prediction for the game, Elliot?
So I think the Eagles are going to win. I've felt more confident about this throughout the week. I think the Washington has the better quarterback, but I think the Eagles have the advantage at all the other positions. I think the Eagles are going to win. I'm debating if I think they'll cover, but right now I'll probably pick something like 27-20.
All right, 27-20. That's a cover.
All right, and Elliot, what are you wearing to the game? Ankle, lady coat?
Oh, I got the long lady coat ready to go. Don't you worry about that. Just debating what to wear under it. Yeah.
Wear nothing under it.
Thank you, Elliot. You can listen to the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Go Birds Daily comes out. It's in your feed when you wake up every single morning. Appreciate that, Elliot. Thank you, buddy.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
So here's an interesting little thing. And I had mentioned, I think, yesterday that that I was getting an email from a Commanders fan talking about how many tickets they had purchased and how that he kept telling me there was going to be a Commander fan takeover. Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. So this, according to TickPick, and this is about secondary market, 21% of all purchases in the secondary market has been from the state of Maryland and Virginia. So, you know, that's going to be a lot of Commanders fans, I think, there. And I'm not...
Yeah. That's about, what, 15,000? 15 to 20,000?
Well, it would be of... I'm not totally
I'm
sure.
I'm just trying to think of what is 21% of 70,000.
Right, but it's only the resale market. So how much of the... It's like, that doesn't count the season ticket holders.
Right. So
15,000.
Well, but if... But I think it's probably 20% of 6,000, of however many tickets were on resale.
Okay.
We're not used to that in Philadelphia of a significant number of other fans. And if you're talking about who might be, I think to some extent, you could look at an Eagles fan and say, hey, look, I'm going to sell my tickets for $2,000 and I'm going to use that for my New Orleans trip
or
something.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, people are selling the tickets. Expecting the Eagles to win Sunday so they can have the money to go to New Orleans.
Right. I hope that works out.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
I understand that.
I hope you sold them to another Eagles fan.
How about that?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How you doing this championship Friday?
What's up, feller?
What's up, Justin?
Man, the one word I've been bouncing around all like you to ask me, it would have been a different word every day. But today, I would say anxious. I don't know if anyone said anxious or not.
Anxious. That's a good
anxious.
One.
I'm just ready for it to be here. You know, we're still 48 hours away, and I'm just guys. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for it to be here. And the thing that I'm looking at the most. Is what Jalen had said earlier in the week, talking about the fans, how they feed off the fans. So the fans up there, for the most part, are probably Sixers fans. So if you don't want to see that little weasel, nasally, whiny, wimpy-ass Josh Harris accept the trophy, then you better get there, stay loud, and stay proud the whole damn game. I don't want to see that guy hold the trophy on the 50-yard line, in the locker room, in the bathroom, in the damn city. They cannot let this happen. I'm not a basketball fan, but everything that guy does, like when I listen to the station, I can't stand that dude. I just want to beat his eyes shut. I can't stand him. He's a little whiny, nasally,
just
booty food, candy ass. Sorry, owner. I can't stand him. I wish Lurie and Middleton would combine to buy the Sixers to make Sixer fans happy, so he would be out of the way.
Let's get Jeffrey Lurie to buy the Sixers, man.
He's got an extra few billion sitting around. I don't know about that.
I don't know if that'll help.
Let Lurie and Middleton just combine and do it because they're the two best owners in the city.
No. Middleton's got
What I'm really looking for, though, is Joe Witt Jr. saying that if he's going to act like a running back, we're going to hit him like a running back. Listen here, big boy. Our quarterback is built like a running back. Yours is built like a little twig.
Wow. Our quarterback's hurt at the end of every year, too.
He ain't built for this. He ain't built to take the pounding like that. But get ready, big boy. You call down the thunder, it's coming. They're going to whip his ass four ways from Sunday. And when it's over, Jalen Carter's going to look across that field. He's going to take a football. He's going to turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up Josh Harris in the ass. That's all I got to say about that. And I'm going to end with this right here.
E-A-S-E-L!
Wow. Go Bird.
Spike. Spike, if they win on...
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that makes me think Justin's normal voice is fake.
I know.
If he had that buried in him somewhere...
Fake allegations.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
If they win on Sunday, should they play the Sixers song? Come on, man.
An amazing troll that would be.
Blake, clap your hands.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That would be.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that.
No, I don't think so. Well, because you know all those guys are.
Yes, they're buddies. Yeah. Man. Yes, business partners.
And yeah, they're probably going all. They're all part of what the development's going to be in South Philly anyway,
right?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are at McGurk's in Rofo. We will be here until 6 o'clock.
Rofo.
We got a bunch of T-shirts to give away. Take pictures with half-naked Joe DeCamera stand up.
Joe packing over there.
Yeah, he is. That's how you can tell it's not really DeCamera.
Like he took a blue chew already.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. What is your one word to describe how you're feeling for Sunday's game? And coming up next, you've been waiting for him. This is the biggest forecast summer saying of Tornado Shapiro's life.
Oh, last week was.
No, well, but every week it gets bigger.
You've got to update your resume.
This is the big one. And he's been right every week. There has or hasn't been precipitation every single week. So he's been correct.
50-50 chance.
50-50 chance. So Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Royersford, having an awesome time. Great crowd here. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Got some T-shirts to give away. The Jeffrey over Josh T-shirts, which we all believe.
Yes.
Jack, before we get to our game day forecast, you want to get everyone going?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Was that better?
Yes.
Thank you.
Much,
are you losing your voice, by the way?
I am.
Come on, man.
No, because...
3:30.
Taz has me reading... raffle tickets every commercial break.
Do you need me to come in?
And I told him my voice is cooked, and he said, "Yeah, I don't care. Rod wants you to do it."
He said, "Man up."
That's what he said.
You need a blue chew?
No, I don't. That's not going to help my voice, Jack. That's not what blue chew does. All right. Well, for the biggest forecast of his life, we are joined by one Tornado Shapiro.
Well, I know, baby, but it's a big game. I'll have everything set up for you. Just keep going on. I love you, too.
All right. He's always busy. Yeah. Okay.
Gentlemen, Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. This is what we live for. This is why you lift all those thermometers. Bring on the cold. Bring on the snow. You're in good hands, Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, we're looking at a heat wave at the link on Sunday going all the way up to 40 degrees with a rookie quarterback. I remember the rookie weather gals. We used to call them newbies with the boobies when I was down there in Washington. Here out at D.C. at WWWLBJ, we had a rookie gal by the name of Sammy Filibuster. She went both ways. She did traffic and weather. Telling you, she was a workhorse. She worked that tough swing shift twice a week. She'd get up in that helicopter, fly from Atlantic City to Washington. We called her AC/DC. Come on. I remember the days running with Washington coach Joe Gibbs. Now, he's NASCAR. He likes fast cars and fast women. One night it was me, Gibbsy, Ike Reese, and Art Monk.
Wow. What a crew.
and Art was no monk. He sure as hell didn't take a vow of silence. Monk's a screamer. Every time he got into the end zone, we would hear him clear down the other side of the hotel. Touchdown! The nation's coming off a big week down there in Washington, the old presidential inaugural. I went to a swearing in the 90s. It was like a Roman orgy. I had my hand on everything except the Bible. I went in for the Oval Office, came out smelling like the Rose Garden.
Okay.
Good times.
That's a lie.
Times for a TV weatherman. I remember a foggy night in D.C., low visibility. Heading to a party for Bill Clinton, it was me, Monica, Johnny Cochran, Lady Bird Johnson, and Anthony Weiner. It was so funny. We got lost. I couldn't see who was coming or going. Come on.
Is this done yet?
Watch out for the Josh Harris. Never play strip poker with Harris because he tanks. He pretends to lose on purpose, but he's cheating. Underneath the Sixers jersey, he's got a devil sweater. Underneath that, he's got a commander shirt. He's all bundled up because he's scared. Of course, I go commando, so I happily lose for the girls. Hello! Lots of crazy times in the nation. You know, I was part of the Iran vodka affair.
The Iran-Contra affair.
No. I ran vodka up the Chesapeake in a Poonton boat. It was me, Ike Reese, Ollie North, Kanye West, and six mannequins from Sears. We traded arms for vodka. I believe Ike Reese still has one of those arms in his garage. It waves to him every time he leaves the house. Goodbye. By the way, I'm still trying to recover from that three-way Blue Chew commercial I keep hearing. Ike, Spike, and Spritz doing the tush push, and everybody scores. What the hell? Hey, Jack, is your end zone in the red zone? Sometimes I think you guys are just too hard on yourselves.
All right. Could we get the forecast for Sunday, please?
I forgot all about the forecast.
Yeah. Well,
before I leave, I have one word. Carnality. Heat wave on Sunday. All the way up to 40 degrees at kickoff. Partly cloudy, but bring the sunscreen. Don't take any chances. Save your family. We're looking at a 50-50 chance of precip. Now fire up some thumping metal music to take me out.
You don't get music.
Not even a little smooth jazz?
No. Wow, Ike.
Man.
Another couple of...
Yeah, a couple nights out, man. That was pretty good.
You, Tornado Shapiro, Oliver North, Kanye West, and six mannequins from Sears.
I could have dealt without the six mannequins, but yeah. Yeah.
Joe Gibbs and Art Monk.
Yep. Yep.
I'm mad I didn't get to hang out with Bill and Monica.
Yeah, well, they had their own thing going on. 215-592-9494. Give us a word. Makes you think of what you're feeling for Sunday. Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Ducky, baby. Sound like Spike. I mean, Ike said something smart when I came on the phone.
I didn't say anything.
You gotta watch it. Sound like you said, oh my God. It's all good. Hey, man, we going to church because I feel invigorated. Hey, Irene, I got new life. We going to have fun day on Sunday. We can watch on Monday. I'm ready. Irene, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We won here last year. We're lifting to the playoffs. This time we got up on a high horse, and we're riding high, baby. We gonna take them to pound town. If you ain't feeling right, you better eat a box of Blue Chews. So we about to do it. We gonna pump it. We about to get it on, baby. I'm so hot, baby. My word is invigorated. I'm ready for this game on Sunday. And before... Hey, Brother Chuck, come on home. You don't sound like nowhere else, boy. You've been a prodigal son. You're dirty out there. Come on home so we can clean you up, boy, and get the Super Bowl. Hey, Ray, give me my neck, bro.
Give me my neck, bro. And you forgot a letter there. I don't think I didn't hear that.
Oh, did he? Did he screw it up?
Sound like he forgot the G.
Justin? We're going to need you to grab that.
Yeah, if he forgot the G, please check if he forgot the G, because we got another one. We got another one. He's not getting another chance like Mayor Parker did.
No.
God bless Mayor Parker. She came a lot closer this time. To getting it correct. So
she was deliberate with it.
Yes, she was.
She slowed down to make sure she got it.
215-592-9494. Tell us what one word you're feeling to describe how you feel for Sunday's game. So this, Ike, I don't know if you saw this, a report from Ashlyn Sullivan. And you've been talking about Slay and getting Slay back for next year.
Yeah.
So here is the report from Ashlyn Sullivan. Darius Slay is preparing for Sunday to be his last home game at Lincoln Financial Field. Slay told me this week, after having conversations with his family, he is 85% leaning toward playing one more season, but understands it will most likely not be with the Eagles. When I asked him about the emotion of playing his last home game this weekend, he said he's not allowing himself to be caught up in the future. Slay confirms he will definitely not play more than 13 seasons in the NFL and looks forward to watching the Eagles from a box, not in the snow, in the near future. So is that Slay using the media to tell the Eagles, look, I just want one more year? Mm-hmm. Or is it Slay really understanding that he's probably not going to be back next year?
No, it's probably him understanding that he won't be back next year. He's probably got some sort of indicator. A lot of times some of these conversations happen behind the scenes.
Yep.
You can always have your agent put a filler out there to see if the Eagles are interested in having Slay back. Because I know there had to be at some point this year where Slay felt like, man, I'm playing well enough. I still got good football left in me.
Absolutely.
I can play another year.
Yep.
So then you try to figure out, is there a way to get it done here through some sort of extension or restructuring of a contract? Maybe they have let him know that, no, this is probably going to be the last year, you know. And you got to just go out there and they may not have said it verbatim, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just get the sense through the conversation, that like I did.
Right.
Like my final year, me and my agent, we tried to get a deal done probably in November. Went to the Eagles at least to see if they were interested in doing something. And you just got the sense that it probably wasn't going to happen. We were told, you know, wait to the end of the season. We'll see what free agency bring. But once they're doing that, you kind of – if the Eagles want you, they're going to get a deal done with you.
Well, and the other thing that you have to consider is when BG came back for one more year, BG's playing for a very decreased salary.
Yes.
You know, and if Slay feels like I can go get $9 million somewhere, or 10, as opposed to playing for the minimum here, you know, when you're only got one more year, that's a decision that's a lot of money.
And I can see that, and I can see him trying to sign a one-year deal with a contender.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And also difference, I would guess that Brandon, post-playing, could be here, whereas Slay, I don't know if Slay looks at his future life.
I don't know if he's
going to
be
here.
Yeah, he may not be here when he's done playing, is what you're saying. I know what you're saying, yeah.
We'll get to your calls right after Ike tells you about a little Surfside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My glasses, I can't see, Spike.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm good.
There you go.
There we go. Hey, Birds fans, listen, we're getting ready for this NFC Championship game coming up here Sunday between our Birds and the Commanders. And let me give you some things you need to have for your tailgate experience. How about game day essential, Surfside iced tea, vodka, and Surfside lemonade and vodka. All right, both of these are absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. Surfside iced tea and vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ask for it at your local bars, liquor store, and grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
So we had – whoa.
That'll wake everyone up.
Yeah.
We had Mayor Sherelle Parker on the show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Governor Josh Shapiro was on the
2510
pod with Deshaun and LeSean McCoy.
How about that?
And he's a big sports guy.
Yeah.
Shapiro is. And he actually – had some thoughts about the passing game.
Oh, man.
And here's what Governor Shapiro had to say.
It would be nice.
By the way, before you go, D-Jax, when I say throw the ball, okay, it doesn't mean that you can't throw the ball to Saquon Barkley. I got no problem if you want to, you know, like what we did with Keith Byers all those years. Remember, you hit him and, you know, for a quick screen pass or something. But, like, we gotta get Saquon going. I just think that passing game, especially early on, is going to be important to set the tone. So, didn't mean to interrupt you, Coach. Go ahead.
I like that Shapiro called him Coach.
Yep. Also, oh, that is cool.
To say, who was he calling Coach?
Yeah, Deshaun.
Oh, yep. Just dawned on me. Yeah, you're right.
It's
going
to work by Gov.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, respect Coach.
I just love that we've gotten to the point where even the governor's like, we got to get that pass game going.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Get it going a little bit.
We can get Saquon going. Why don't you just pass it to Saquon?
They're never
going
to throw to Saquon.
Well, they had a good one last week. Nice little screen pass.
Yeah, but it's
play action,
it's not
screen
like
pass.
A part of the offense, I guess.
No,
you know what I mean? It's just like a one-off, they'll do it.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Dave in Northfield. You're on WIP. Dave, where is Northfield? Have you called before? Have I asked you this question?
No, I've called before. You've never asked me this question. I'm down the Jersey Shore,
okay.
Atlantic County, right outside of Margate Ventnor on the mainland.
Okay. Yeah, I'd never heard of Northfield. Okay, cool. What's up, Dave? What's your word for Sunday's game?
Triumphant.
Triumphant. I like that. I like triumphant. That's how you feel, triumphant?
I feel like the Eagles organization's triumphant. I mean, if you look at recent history, when they had injuries, when they won their last Super Bowl, they just kept going in every week. They believed, and they were triumphant. And then last year they had issues, and they came back this year, and they started to believe again. And every week they went in with a good attitude, I think. And overall, they were triumphant. This was a great triumphant season so far, and I think they're going to go all the way. I think they're going to New Orleans, and I think they're going to be triumphant.
So any nerves at all heading into Sunday's game? Anything worry you at all?
I can't say that I'm completely without a little bit of nerves.
Right.
But
yep.
I'm less – the word worry is not entering my mind, because when you really believe – you will be triumphant. They find a way to pick each other up. If you look at, like, just the last game with the Rams, if one guy went out or one guy went down or when Jalen got hurt, the team didn't give up. They remained believers, and they came out triumphant. And that's the difference this year, and that's why they're going all the way.
All right, Dave. Well, your lips to God's ears. I hope so. I think, actually, as the week goes on, I mentioned I was terrified. I think Justin's word might better describe how I'm feeling.
Anxious?
Anxious, because I think it's a little bit of both. Is it possible for me to feel more confident and more concerned at the same time? I think what's happening is every feeling I have is being heightened. And because I'm such a downer, I lean into the fear. Like, that's where I want. I feel like I'm best when I'm terrified.
Yeah, I think it's the word terrified that, you know, having a little bit of concern.
Yeah.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Being a little nervous, but being terrified.
Yeah.
That's not what we really want to hear today.
Yeah. Like, what about the Super Bowl? If they're facing
the
Bills or Chiefs, what are you going to have then?
Yeah, what are you going to be?
Well, I think there's a certain thing, and if I can take you
back. At least that's the Super Bowl, though.
Yes. If I can take you back to the 2017 season, there is something about having – there is something about being there where you're just like – not that you've already won. You haven't already won. But being there, there's almost like, at least for me, there was like a loosey-goosey feeling. It started to feel like it was meant to be once we got there. Like you mentioned the confidence on the airwaves leading up to that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Being in Minneapolis for those couple of days before the game, you could feel it with Eagles fans. Every Eagles fan, like they knew they were going to
win. It was our time.
Yeah, they didn't think they were going to win.
Yeah.
They knew they were going to win.
That's why, man, John, we got worse on Radio Row. We got cockier as the week went on.
In the middle of a mall.
More obnoxious. Yeah, right. Everybody around us. Yeah. Yep.
That should be fun in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, if you're feeling scared like me and you need a pump-up speech.
We didn't take Jack back then.
No,
I was just a little fledgling back then. Now I'm taking over New Orleans.
Well, this gentleman will get you ready. Rios in North Philly, you are on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios? What up, Rios?
Yo, y'all can hear me loud and clear?
Yes, sir.
We got you, dog.
Some people at McGurch, they can hear me?
I don't know.
I think so.
Can you hear Rios?
And you got to hear Rios.
Oh, they can't hear him.
Why can't we hear Rios? Let's go. Turn it up.
Well,
hold on, Rios.
We're getting it together, Rios.
All right, can you hear now?
Well, he's not talking.
Oh.
Let's make sure they turn that up. Look, check this out.
All right, it's
all right.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Before I go ahead with this, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead with this speech. I'm going to do something near the end. But let me just say this. That one word, the one word y'all looking for, unsatisfied, man. Now, just leave that there. Right now, unsatisfied.
That's how he's feeling.
Like Kobe said, job ain't finished, man. We ain't even getting soft on nothing. We going straight boost to ass right now. And yo, Justin, hit the music. Well, gentlemen, we are here to play the game that will get us to Mission 59. And DC is in our way. Now ask yourselves, was we just placed here? Were we given a damn handout? Were we the commissioner's favorite? Hell no! We earned all of this with the number one ingredient, and that is violence. We are violent with honor because we are on a mission to drain all the damn blood on the grass. Let me remind you of mostly all of the talk. Jalen Hurts can't win the game using his arm. Jaden Daniels is a diaper dandy in the NFL. He finds ways to win. Junior DC said they're going to hit Hurts as if he is a freaking running back. He said that all crazy, like we are supposed to accept that. You plan to damage QB1 in all your words, which you are trying to destroy our mission? Well, damn it, we are silly. And you thought using a threat was going to scare us? Well, thank you. You just prayed us to have a good-ass time. You asked for it, and now you will receive it. There's no mercy. We either win or we die. And it sucks for y'all because we ain't dying. We carrying all of Philly on our backs, and the game will not end till the last drop of blood hits the damn grass. Throwing all our eggs in this basket. No freaking pain. All blood and sweat. We have always said to always be a threat. You talk all that trash, now it's time to pay your debt. We are weapons of mass destruction. Now boost the ass will be met. It's a robbery that just resurfaced. Memories of the body bag game will be our purpose. We were born to fight. We train to kill. We prepare to die, but we never will. We keep low. We move fast. We kill first. We die last. One shot. One kill. No luck, but pure skill.
Violence!
I can hear you!
Violence!
With the loudest thundering sound, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
Say it again!
Blood!
We promised a nightmare in the concrete jungle for D.C. Philly, no holding back on violence. Give them hell. E-L-E-S-Eagles. I will for North Philly, a.k.a. the Soul Major Philly. I'm the one that put death in the chokehold and said, go Bears! Hey, yo, hold up. Everybody can hear me?
Yes.
And yo, Ike, and yo, Spike, and yo, Fred, everybody, we're going to do a quick chant. I'm going to go ahead and say, violence gets results, y'all say blood on the grass. All right?
Yep.
Sure.
Violence gets results.
Blood on the grass.
Violence gets results.
Blood on the grass.
Violence gets results.
Blood on the grass.
Hey, let me tell y'all something over there at McGurk's, huh? And if y'all going to the game, if y'all staying at the bar or anything, whoever is the opposing team, y'all give them freaking hell, damn it. Peace.
Wow, we didn't get an I am Rios.
Well,
from North Philly.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
there.
All right.
He had to work a lot of.
All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you more confident or nervous going into the game? 61.2% say confident. Jaws is going to join us next.
Is he going to yell blood?
Probably not. Ike, why don't you tell him where to see Joe Conklin?
Joe Conklin and his friends. You can find them, the comedy show, at Holy Rosary Regional Catholic School on Saturday, February 1st. If you need tickets, you know where to go. JoeConklin.com.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.